Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I know you're wondering who that is. That's Strawberry Alarm Clock, folks. I mean, I thought everybody knew that. 23 After, thanks for hanging out with me. Incense and Peppermint, that's the name of that song. Beverly Emanuel doesn't remember that. She's way too young. But she's our guest, our good friend. And if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find the suite that we prepared for Beverly many years ago and continue to populate with all the wisdom that she's deposited with us. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just type in Beverly Inman hyphen Ebel, E-B-E-L, in there. Or go to her own website, which is talkisnotcheap. No, talklisten.com, right, Bev?
That's right, talklisten.com.
And the company name is?
We have a daily reminder on there. In fact, every time you go to it, it's not daily. Every time you click on it, it'll give you a different tip.
That's good to know. And folks, check it out and find your books there, too, I know, and all the things that you do to help companies with their communication. Beverly, we're talking about biases.
That other people have.
I almost can't say it because it's so foreign to me. Biases. What are some other biases that other people have?
Other people have a contagious bias, and a contagious bias is it's a process where a perceived bias of the speaker is reflected in the listener's response. Let me give you a very common example. If two people are talking and one person starts talking louder or faster, the other person's going to catch that. In other words, they're going to be talking louder and faster without even realizing it. Sometimes you'll be talking to someone, and it's the way they think or what they're talking about. And before you know it, you're kind of making comments, kind of going down that path, only to hear your own brain saying, "What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
This isn't the way you see." Well, you know, and so contagious is when we are around another person. We've got to be aware that people have the ability to influence us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you head down a path that, wow, how do you get off of that path? So be very aware that you don't have to agree with someone or do what they do in order to have this communication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying counter them on everything they say, mm-hmm. but that's where I teach clients to do things such as to make a reflecting statement. If somebody's complaining about, complaining about a vendor that we know in common, instead of saying, oh, yeah.
Well, I actually might say if somebody starts moving too fast, I probably would actually say, okay, let's slow down just for a minute. I might actually, put the brakes on.
You can do that. You can also identify what's wrong without it being the person. In other words, getting things when according to your schedule is really, important to you. Yeah, it is. So you're taking the spotlight off this one person, this one vendor, and you're talking about time management and expectations mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to be able to have a conversation without getting into this contagious bias.
Right. All right. 'Cause
I know a lot of what I consider to be really good people go down that alley, and I can tell from their body language, they're like, oh, I don't want to be talking about this. So be aware of that mm-hmm. That you can stop it, or you can divert it back to the cause instead of the person that might be contributing to that
mm-hmm.
cause. But that's one of the biases.
Interesting. Contagious bias. That is not one I had heard of before. I guess I've seen it, but I didn't realize it. All right, what's next?
Okay, another one is association bias. And that is the tendency to perceive a common characteristic with another person or thing. In other words, we tend as human beings to seek out people that we have something in common with. Okay? Once we find that we have something in common with them, this association bias, we then come to the bias or conclusion that they're a certain way now because we have this in common with them.
Mm-hmm.
And all that
are we? Is that called? Is that would that be like typecasting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But if I think that you are a certain way because we're from the same area or we went to a similar school or we have something in common, I cannot expect that association, that commonality, to go any further. And what happens is people do it all the time, and then when the person doesn't follow the script that we have written for them, we get upset because, well, they're not who I thought they were. Well, that's it. You maybe thought wrong.
Right, right.
So this association balance, a bias, is very, very common. And what do you do to break that? Some of that is, yes, we're going to always look for things that we have in common with people.
Mm-hmm.
But rejoice in that and then also celebrate the differences.
Does association bias come into play when you're hiring people and you wind up hiring everybody who is like you?
Yes.
Would that be an example of how we would use it maybe to our disadvantage?
Yes, because then you have a lot of people who think alike, or you hire them thinking that they think like you and they fit your culture, only to find out that they're really quite diverse in thought or experience. And while that may be a good thing for you, it can be an uncomfortable thing.
Everybody listening to this show, to your voice, Beverly, who's ever hired anybody, has been guilty of association bias. Everybody.
Yes.
It happens all the time. Hey, Beverly, give us that website one more time, please.
TalkListen.com.
TalkListen.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Good stuff. Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job. Let's do it again real soon.
Thank you, and I'm so glad you don't have any bias.
You're a role model for all
of us business owners out there.
And I'm glad we were able to clear that up today, too, Beverly. Thank you. Going to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back. Can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.